Highbridge Audio presents Killed at the Whim of a Hat by Colin Cotterill. Read by Jeannie Park. Chapter 1. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream. George W. Bush, La Crosse, Wisconsin, October 18, 2000. Old Mel hired one of Dad's nephews, the slow-witted one with the dent in his forehead, to sink a well in his back acre. The irrigation trenches his family had dug between the rows of oil palms didn't extend to the rear fence, and the new fronds were browning even before they fanned open. It hadn't rained for a month. Mel had been lugging watering cans out there for 2 weeks, and his backbones were starting to clack like mahjong tiles. So, a well, a cheap Chinese pump, half a dozen sprinklers, and all he'd need to do was flick a switch. Oil palms took care of themselves if you watered them often and gave them manure treats once every 3 months. 20 palms saved without crippling his spine, cheap at twice the price. So on Saturday last, old Mel sat on the top rung of the back fence and watched the young man work. The nephew's skull indentation made Mel wonder if he'd been hit by a metal pétanque ball thrown at high speed. Such was the concavity. But he decided it was better not to ask. He knew the response would be long and slobbered. He knew the nephew would stop work to reply because he couldn't perform two functions simultaneously. So Mel merely sat and watched him dig. He could have chipped in with some labor to make the job easier, but old Mel was a firm believer in not hiring a goat, in bleating himself. The tried and tested Southern Thai method of sinking a well would undoubtedly...